Let's move over from the wildfires into the medical world. One of the things that a lot of folks do at the beginning of the new year is make that New Year's resolution to lose some weight, and there's plenty of opportunity to do that out there now medically. Joining us from Lake Urgent Care is Dr. Kevin DiBenedetto. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Glad to have you on this morning. Glad to be talking about this. A lot of questions surrounding it. We see the commercials all over the place, and you know, a lot of friends and neighbors already taking part. So let's talk a little bit about the semaglutide and the tirzepatide. Can we start with this one? What's the difference between the two medications?
Well, the difference mainly is they're both what they call GLP-1 medications, which is a glucagon-like peptide. So they both decrease gastric emptying, therefore it makes you feel full longer. Tirzepatide has an additional hormone that inhibits the glucose release and from the liver. So it works by two different hormone mechanisms as opposed to one by the semaglutide.
So if the tirzepatide does both, why wouldn't everybody opt for just that? What would be the holdback on that one?
Well, currently tirzepatide is a little bit more expensive, and some people tolerate one better than the other as far as side effects, whether it's GI side effects or something like that. So cost is a difference. Sometimes side effects can be a difference between them. And honestly, I think they're going to come out with more and more of these. I mean, Eli Lilly's working on one now that works by three different mechanisms that's in third phase of trials.
Then that brings us around to y'all's program, because if there are decisions to be made, there is the the proper prescription, if you will. So how does y'all's program work?
Well, we try to do more of a medical weight loss where we assess the patient. We bring them in, talk to them, get a good background history, of course, get their weight. We do initial labs on everybody, which includes what we call a hemoglobin A1C that kind of detects if you run high blood sugars. We check liver functions, kidney functions, a urine. We check a thyroid study, pancreatic enzymes. Then we discuss the patient the best options of the two. We're very flexible in that. The way our program works is you can either come in once a week and get your injections at the clinic, which would be the semaglutide injection, or you can actually have the medicine. You can either pick it up at a local compound pharmacist that we're partnered with, or you can actually even have it mailed to your house in month supply, and you can get the medicine sent to your house. So there's a lot of flexibility there in the types of medicine and how it can be delivered.
We're talking with Dr. Kevin DiBenedetto from Lake Urgent Care about their medical weight loss program. Well, if you could handle things on your own with the self injections, why would they need to come in for the consultation? Can that be handled virtually as well?
Yeah, we especially the follow up. We can do virtual follow ups once a month, as long as we get the weight from you. We do repeat the labs at after 3 months just to see how it's affecting, like your hemoglobin A1C, to make sure it's not having any effect on your kidney function. And then we will not repeat the lab till 6 months after that. So the lab's not like a once a month thing. It's the initial visit, then three months after you're taking the medicine, then 6 months after that 3 month period. So actually 9 months later. So a lot of it, some of it can be done virtually, and then some of it where you need to have your repeat labs. But we just want about to counsel the patient, because we feel like you have to stress that diet's still important.
Yes.
Everybody likes a magic medicine where they don't have to do anything. You still need to diet. You still need to exercise. And matter of fact, you can get something called sarcopenia, which means muscle waste. So a lot of people will lose a lot of muscle when you lose weight and quickly. And so there are ways you can prevent that with increased protein and some resistance training with exercise.
Who's this for? How serious, like what level of weight loss is necessary, or I shouldn't say necessary, but recommended that you would want to seek this out and come see y'all?
Well, if you have a BMI of 25, that's considered overweight. A BMI above 25 and a BMI of 30 or above is considered obese. Mm-hmm. So the benefits of these are tremendous in lowering your weight, thus combating diabetes. I mean, Louisiana is extremely high in the nation with diabetes and new onset diabetes. Also high blood pressure. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff out there about these medicines and the newer things that they now do. And I mean, there's even stuff out there saying that it has cardiovascular health. It even without the weight loss, it helps with heart attacks and strokes, especially in diabetics. They're thinking now that it may possibly help with Alzheimer's, sleep apnea, lowers blood pressure. So there's a lot of good medical things that go along with these medicines besides just pure weight loss. And that's probably a lot of the reason we got into it, because we see so much chronic medical problems in our urgent care centers.
Where can we find you? Where are y'all open?
So we have five locations in the Baton Rouge area. Highland and Lee Drive, Denman Springs near Watson, Highland Road and Airline, Drusilla, and we have one in a Hammond location. You can just call any of those places and schedule the appointment.
Got about a minute left with Dr. Kevin DiBenedetto with our with Lake Urgent Care, talking about medical weight loss programs. Doc, I would imagine that one-on-one, that personal relationship that y'all develop with your patients, and the level of importance there, not just on the diagnosis side, not just on pairing with the right, you know, whether it be semaglutide or tirzepatide, but that long-term to make sure that lifestyle changes are incorporated as well. How important is that back and forth between doctor and patient to make sure it's not just looking for that magic injection?
Well, I think it's very important when you talk to somebody that knows what they are talking about, that doesn't just give you the usual here, do this and do that. They kind of want to explain why, like what I was mentioned about the muscle loss,
yeah,
and how important it is to diet so that one day you can just maybe go ahead and get off of the medication, but now you've established a healthier lifestyle and it's so better for future use as opposed to just calling up and getting on a shot and not making any lifestyle changes. I think when you have somebody, a provider, like a coach that can help you with that, make those changes, and it'll make you realize you just don't need to eat as much as you thought you needed to eat. And that physical activity is not a bad thing. You actually start enjoying it. It gives you a better feeling overall health-wise.
Visit LakeUrgentCare.com, LakeUrgentCare.com for more. He's Dr. Kevin DiBenedetto. Appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.